You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week we're talking about Kiwi Build. The government's floundering Kiwi Build housing program was officially reset yesterday by the new housing minister Megan Woods. The target of 100,000 houses over a decade is gone, replaced simply with a target to build as many houses as possible as quickly as possible. Buyers of Kiwi Build studios and one bedroom properties now only have to commit to living in the house for 1 year rather than three before they can sell it. Plus there is a commitment of $400 million to a progressive home ownership scheme, something which was in the Greens confidence and supply agreement, but which we don't have a lot of information on just yet. And there's the ability now to secure a deposit on a government-backed property for just 5% rather than the 10% that it previously was for a first home buyer. National's housing spokesperson Judith Collins has been very critical of the policy since its inception. I spoke with her this morning to get her reaction to the reset and started by asking her if she feels any better about Kiwi Build now.
Well, there's nothing in it really now, is there? I would be quite keen to learn about more of what they're planning around shared ownership models and rent-to-buy models. I'm always interested in looking at that. They were announced yesterday that there's some work going on, and apparently some cabinet paper will be ready in December. So I'd like to learn the detail. But I think generally the whole thing's a bit of a farce. What are they doing, extending out some deposits or whatever? I mean, I don't think it's going to make a lot of difference, Stuart, and I really do think that it's probably time to call time on the policy or even the name of it, because it's now just a farce.
Yeah, and it is certainly true that they've kind of gutted what was the original policy and you kept it as Kiwi Build. But is not the idea of the government simply providing a lot of affordable houses, or trying to at least, just doing something to try and make housing a bit more reachable for people like myself, for example?
Yeah. Well, look, I've got a lot of sympathy for people who want to get their first home and haven't been able to make it happen. But I do know that the government hasn't actually helped that much. I mean, there's been a few people who've been able to buy some Kiwi Build homes. They're not that much cheaper than anywhere else, frankly, if they've bought existing homes. And in the meantime, the markets and developers have been busily building around 40,000 homes a year, and yet the government's, popped along with a couple of hundred and think they've done fabulous work. I think it's really important to understand is that what holds everything up and adds to cost is the price of land, and that is very much around restrictions on land use, but also around the Resource Management Act and the planning rules that they apply, the issues around infrastructure. Those are issues that the government is now starting to understand are problems. The problem with that is it's taken them a long time to work it out, and I've said, look, we'll help them with it. They need votes to get stuff through if we think it's a good thing. And I just think it's time we stopped all playing politics and decided we were going to sort this issue, because whichever government's in power, they're going to have the same issues.
Yeah, and that's something I was about to ask, really, is you would certainly be open to cross-party working to try and fix housing, considering we all pretty much recognise there's a problem.
Well, I think that's exactly right, and I don't think that the public would has a lot of sympathy if we're just going to be saying, well, that's not my idea, so it's a bad one. My view is that we have a duty to sort it out, and what we do know, and it's now a cross-party acceptance, that there is a major problem with the rules around how to subdivide and the costs involved because of that. And also, in the Auckland region in particular, the metropolitan urban limit, which was put in place to stop the urban sprawl, has actually just worked into a land banking scheme for developers. And it's meant that there's very little competition around getting housing available to the market. So I think there's also issues around the building supply, building material supply, and what's perceived as a lack of competition in that area as well.
Do you think we'd still be in the situation we're in now if we'd all agreed about the problem 10 or 11 years ago rather than now being all in agreement about there being an issue?
Well, I think it's a very good point, and I'd say no, we would be in a better position. To be frank, my colleagues, Nick Smith and Amy Adams, both tried to get resource management and planning rules reform through when we were in government, and for 9 years they got no help whatsoever from either from the Greens, Labor or New Zealand First. So it was very hard to get through what we wanted, and in particular what we ended up doing is compromising what we thought was the right thing to do to get Māori Party and ACT to support. So it's the trouble with that is that I think we've got two big parties, National and Labor, together. If we work together on Resource Management Act reform and planning rules, we would be able to get through very significant reform that is not held hostage to very small parties.
The biggest part of this reset for me, as someone that has never really thought I'd ever be able to own a home, was is the drop down to a 5% deposit. Yeah. Is that something that you think is a good step forward?
I think, you know, the trouble with ever having limits on deposits in the first place creates a very strange and unlevel playing field. So the 5% doesn't particularly worry me. There is some particular concern that it might end up with an increase in prices. But when you are paying rent, I actually think a mortgage, particularly with interest rates as they are now, is almost invariably going to be better and easier to pay than rent. So it's that doesn't worry me at all. I just think the big thing is going to be sorting out those rules. I mean, Phil Twyford for years denied there's a problem. He now understands that there is. He's accepted it. I think we just need to sit down together and work something out.
And I agree with you in terms of the progressive home ownership scheme that we don't actually really have any idea what that means. But in principle, is that something that you and the National Party would support, maybe like a rent-to-buy scheme, for example?
Yeah, so there's nothing right now to stop any developer of, owner of a property from having a rent-to-buy scheme with their tenant. Nothing at all. They could do it right now. So the people who now don't do it but used to do it in the 1970s and 80s, that was Housing New Zealand. And that is one of the ways in which people who, get into a state house and who find themselves now in employment and getting ahead, that they can actually end up buying their own home. I think that's a good idea. I also think, too, that means you have to have the state building houses, but also community housing in particular, and they do those schemes. So I'm just interested to see what they're talking about at the moment, what the detail, because there's actually nothing to stop that happening right now with community housing providers and also private landlords.
Yeah, and I'm certainly as well. I'm just waiting to know what it is, because it would be good in terms of cross-party support. It would be good if we knew these sorts of things, because then we might be able to make some progress across all of Parliament. And finally, just going back on the subject of cross-party support, is there any, what sort of stage are we at in terms of discussions now across Parliament? Is there progress being made on RMA reform that your party is backing? Where are we at?
Yeah, it's a good question. All year I've asked, in fact, probably for the last 18 months, I've asked the Labor Party to please include us into discussions. I wrote a few weeks ago to David Parker, who's a minister for resource management issues under the environment portfolio, and asked to be included in discussions and to offer our support. He wrote back an extraordinarily rude letter, basically telling me where to go, and said, well, you guys didn't fix it in 9 years, forgetting that, of course, they wouldn't help us do it. So, we really do have, I think, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the two major parties to stop being silly and just work together to get the right outcomes for New Zealanders. And that, because what Labor have done is, or the government's done, is that they're setting up this working group to look at a review of the RMA. The problem with that is that the Green Party and New Zealand First have confirmed that they will not agree with each other on it. So the only way Labor can get anything through is if we support it. Otherwise, you just don't have the numbers to do it. So I'm just saying, stop trying to be a big swinging whatever and understand that New Zealanders expect a bit better.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.